USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CEO of Colonial Pipeline is telling lawmakers he's deeply sorry for the impact the ransomware attack had on the nation's fuel supply. Testifying before a Senate committee, Joseph Blunt describing the decision to pay the $4 million ransom to the hacking group DarkSide.
I made the decision to pay, and I made the decision to keep the information about the payment as confidential as possible. It was the hardest decision I've made in my 39 years in the energy industry.
Millions across the country are in for another day of toasty weather. 21 million people are under heat advisories again as hot temperatures blanket parts of the nation. This comes after Burlington, Vermont set a record high on Monday of 96 degrees. The heat is also expected to stick around tomorrow. That's when cities in places like Minnesota could be dealing with new record highs. This is USA Radio News.
It may be the biggest cover-up of our time. Was the coronavirus created in a lab? And did the Chinese government hide the truth? Now, Steve Cortez and Jen Pellegrino give you the shocking truth on their hit Newsmax show, Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is already the fourth largest cable news channel in America. And all this week, Cortez and Pellegrino tell you the real story about the coronavirus the big media won't tell you. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, find Newsmax for free on your smart TV, Roku, Pluto, Zumo, or more. And remember, you can download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. Join millions of Americans turning off the old cable news and going to Newsmax for real news they can trust. Check Newsmax out today.
Dozens of cheering supporters gathered outside the Houston Methodist Baytown campus Monday night as several medical workers refused to get a COVID-19 vaccine as they ended their last shift working for the hospital. As far as why or when she'll get the COVID-19 vaccine, Melissa Smith is a nurse at the hospital. She tells ABC's Good Morning America,
I am more than willing to take it once the FDA has approved it.
The act of protest was aimed at what workers said was the hospital's decision to suspend employees for 2 weeks without pay and then fire them for failing to immunize themselves. The U.S. trade deficit tightened in April. Figures out Tuesday show the deficit narrowed from a record $75 billion in March to $68.9 billion in April. Exports were up 1.2%, while imports dropped 1.4%. The deficit with China falling by $7.1 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Uber Eats, Postmates, and DoorDash say they will no longer waive delivery fees for customers who order from black-owned restaurants in Arizona to settle charges by the state that the deal violated the Arizona Civil Rights Act. The companies adamantly deny any wrongdoing in the promotions, which were announced last summer at the height of the Black Lives Matter movement. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich disagrees.
Yeah, it's absolutely dumbfounded when you think about this, but this is the problem, whether it's big tech, whether it's sports teams now, all of this corporate America is trying to trip over themselves to social signal, virtual signal, to show how woke they are, and what they're doing is creating these incentives, which we believe obviously were illegal, but it's a more fundamental problem. The far left and their useful idiots in corporate America now are essentially undermining what being American's about. And this country isn't founded on a race, it's not founded on a creed, not founded on a religion. And if we start dividing people by race, we start tearing down the very fabric that unites us. And that's why it's so problematic. And, you know, maybe because my family came from the former Yugoslavia, the Balkans, and first generation, there's a reason why they call it Balkanization, Tucker. And if we allow our country to keep being divided by race, we will reach a tipping point, which I don't think we can come back from.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well. At USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.